Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Radio Show, where some of ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. We're coming to you today live from ASI Chicago on the morning of Education Day. I'm Melinda Lygos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and here in our makeshift studio this morning is Joe Haley, a man who isn't afraid to wear cold cream on the Joe Show. Joe, did you already complete your morning ritual this morning?
I absolutely did, and my face looks beautiful.
Fantastic. Also joining me is Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource, whose blog is one of the most talked about in the industry. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm a little hurting this morning.
Well, we've ordered a big pot of coffee for you. We've also got Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, also known as the bald guy who anchors Promogram's news show. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great. When's the coffee coming?
It'll be here any minute.
Perfect.
Nicole Rollander, our fashionista who heads up Wearables and Stitches magazine, is rubbing the trade show floor right now, and we'll check in with her in a minute. And all by her lonesome self in our home studio in Trevose, Pennsylvania, is Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages. How you doing, Kath?
Great. How's Chicago?
It's great. We miss you out here.
I miss you, too.
Well, we've got a huge show planned for you today, and our phone lines are wide open, so please call us at 215-953-4979, and Kathy will take your calls. Joe, what's on tap this morning?
Well, Melinda, we have a full slate of topics to cover. Muy caliente.
Ooh, arriba.
Who's on the Counselor's Magazine's first ever hot list? We're going to look at education designed for new distributor. Who's going to the head of the class? What's the 411 on H2O? Is bottled water getting a bad rap? There's a new law in Michigan that does away with gift card expiration dates. What is this going to mean for the industry? Hey, Hollywood hoopla. What's the buzz with summer blockbusters promotions? Is your favorite Starbucks closing? I think Andy's is. What the coffee giant's downsizing says about market saturation. And finally, your legs must be tired because I know you've been running through my mind all night.
Woo!
That and other pickup line Michelle Bell has heard. And Andy Cohen's going to give us the industry news in 60 seconds or less.
All that and more as soon as we hear a few words from our sponsor, MediaTree. When we come back, we'll get a sneak peek as to who is on the Counselor Hot List.
Customizing your cell phone is the coolest new way to reach out to young customers, and MediaTree is your only source for new MyTigo cell phone design skins. With the MyTigo gift card, users can go online and design a one-of-a-kind cell phone skin that is delivered to their door in days. To learn more about this great new product, visit us online at distributor.mediatreegroup.com or call us at 1-800-475-8703.
Welcome back to the ASI Tuesday Morning Radio Show, coming at you today live from ASI Chicago. Our phone lines are open. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. Andy, you've got 60 seconds to give us the industry news.
I'll try to do it in under 60. How about that? The state of Michigan, as Joe said, just passed a law that could be a boon for the gift card market. The bill, which will be effective November 1st, mandates a 5-year expiration date for all gift cards and gift certificates. The new law is among dozens of states that have passed similar legislation over the past year. Norwood Promotional Products announced that it has begun the official rebuilding of its souvenir plant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which was severely damaged by flooding last month. The facility was hit with up to 10 feet of standing river water, but Norwood now says that Souvenir is able to produce about 60% of its pre-flood line of products. One distributor was center stage at this past weekend's ESPY Awards, ESPN's annual awards ceremony in Los Angeles. Beyond Zebra, Inc. provided the promo products for the event and even helped the show's organizers to green the event. Plus, in Promogram later today, we have a follow-up on a webcast we held last week on how to increase margins with apparel sales.
Thanks, Andy. Well, our first topic this morning is the Counselor Hot List. What did you say about the hot list, Joe?
Muy caliente.
Muy caliente.
Okay, can none of us ever say that again this early in the morning?
Muy caliente.
Well, the hot list is Counselor Magazine's first ever ranking of the hottest people in the industry. Of course, we're going to reveal the complete list tonight. But, Michelle, I think you're going to give us a little sneak peek today as to a few people on the list. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to...
And now this is not Michelle's hot list. We want the Counselor hot list.
This is the Counselor hot list. It may not come as a surprise to some people because he's such a marketing genius, but Dove Charney is actually one of the people on the hot list.
Ah.
Well-deserved, I think.
And why is that?
Because he's a maverick, and he's
definitely controversial.
He is that. But, I mean, when you look at advertising for wearables in this industry, I mean, I think it begins and ends with him in the way that he positioned positioned the models, what they wear, how they look, very urban, very kind of edgy. And he really put the company on the map. I mean, he took the company public.
He has built a desired brand, for sure.
Absolutely.
And who else gives out thongs at shows, industry shows? Not many people.
Not many.
Joe gives them to the people he goes on vacation with.
And I got them from American Apparel. The other thing with American Apparel, you can't turn on or go to any website without seeing an American Apparel ad.
Yeah, they are everywhere.
For their retail. Yeah. It's for their retail locations, but they are everywhere.
Yeah.
Joe.
The other thing is that he gets parodied so often. I mean, on the web, on, spoofs, on, Saturday Night Live, I think. And he just takes
the cartoon spoof on the web.
Oh, fabulous.
Absolutely hilarious.
If you haven't seen it, you got to see it.
Oh, coffee just arrived. Good news.
Thank goodness. Rich Fairfield, our publisher and executive producer, is bringing us drinks, so...
The thing about Dove is he definitely subscribes to the theory that, any publicity is good publicity. I mean, it's not like he gets pissed off when he's, made fun of on these things. He loves it.
Now, Michelle, you actually took a trip out there years ago to profile him. What was that like?
Like being in Wonkaville and Wonderland.
All
the wackiness you can imagine. He was great. He's very charming. When I got to his home, there's a statue sitting on his front lawn of a hand giving the finger, which I think pretty much sums up Dove.
To who?
To the public
anybody.
In general.
Anybody.
To the public.
Now, I want to know, was he fully clothed during the incomplete interview?
He indeed was not.
I'm glad you had to do that interview instead of, me.
Nothing you haven't seen before, though.
Yeah, for sure not.
Now, give us another sneak peek. Who's another person that we should know about for the hot list?
Well, another one is somebody that everyone just adores, and that's Charlie Johnson from Snugs, the man with the hair that just doesn't quit.
He's a hottie.
Doesn't quit.
Yeah, you're not Charlie, though. Charlie is a hottie.
Can I be a hottie.
Now, he's not
Charlie.
Just on it for his looks, though. What about Charlie is creating buzz in the industry?
You know what? For someone so young, and he's under 30. I mean, he really kind of, when he and Brandon took the helm of Snugs, I think they really kind of put it on the map. And they're ubiquitous at this point. I mean, everybody knows Snugs. They're
all
everywhere.
Right. Well, who here is on Charlie's list of when he sends out the emails with all the...
Me, I am.
Everybody raised their hand at once.
Everyone's raising. Kath, are you on that list?
Yes, I am. I love Charlie.
And do you have any favorite sayings you've learned from Charlie?
I just read a couple yesterday, but I can't actually remember them. But every day I put them into action.
Uh-huh. Now, is Nicole Rollander on the line now?
Yes,
Kat?
We have her on hold with an interview with Hottie Charlie from Snugs.
Ooh. Fantastic. Ooh.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you? You're there with Hottie Charlie?
Yeah, I'm listening to all you talk about how hot Charlie is, and I'm actually sitting right next to him right now, and he's blushing.
Is he blushing?
Ooh, lucky girl.
Nicole.
I think he's a little bit embarrassed, but you know what? I told him, you're hot, and he just said, you know what? You're right, and then he blushed. So
and modest.
So you want to hear what Charlie thinks about being on the hot list?
Let's hear what he says.
All right, Charlie, what do you think about being on the hot list?
What am I on the hot list for, actually?
Being hot.
Being hot, and that's it?
No, lots of things. We love you, Charlie. We love your sayings you send out every week.
Oh,
yeah,
Charlie Johnson. Yeah, we got to
settle down, Michelle. It's early in the morning.
It's early.
Michelle's
in the
had her coffee, so now she's able
perky.
To make cats down.
Yeah, hey, Michelle, will you save that for our own room? Come on.
Charlie, are you looking forward to the hot party tonight?
Yeah, it would be very cool. It sounds, the rooftop, the W, how can it not be good?
Are you wearing something hot?
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. The crazy radio little sayings and everything, huh?
All right, I told Charlie that I want him to tell us one or two things that he's the most proud of that he's done in the last quarter. So he said, what? I got to come up with something. But all right, he's going to tell us right now.
I'd probably go with, like Melinda said, the sayings, but also the Pay Forward campaign. That thing is moving along quite well. So
oh, yeah, that's a great campaign.
We're going like crazy. We're over 300,000 bracelets and over 60 countries, and it's going pretty well.
That's really awesome.
So
Nicole?
Oh, hold on, one sec.
Hello.
Well, congratulations.
Hi,
Charlie. We'll see you at the hot party this evening.
See you, Charlie.
Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Thanks, Charlie.
All
thanks,
right,
Nicole.
See you later.
Now we'll hear a special message from sponsor PromoVision. When we return, we'll talk about education or lack thereof for new distributors.
Did you know bamboo is one of the Earth's most sustainable resources due to its fast growth? and using recycled plastic reduces the use of petroleum. At PromoVision Palomino, we offer comfortable and durable lanyards made of 100% bamboo or 100% recycled plastic. Bamboo lanyards are naturally antibacterial and break down easily in the soil without polluting the earth. Recycled PET lanyards use less petroleum, a finite commodity. Visit www.pvpal.com or call PromoVision Palomino at 800-987-7666.
Welcome back to the ASI Tuesday Morning Radio Show, where we've all had our coffee and we're broadcasting live from ASI Chicago. Give us a call at 215-953-4979, and our lovely Kathy Houston will take your calls.
Thank you.
Now, Education Day has just kicked off at ASI Chicago this morning, and we're going to be debuting a brand new track just for new distributors. Hundreds of distributors have signed up to participate in this track, which includes a lot of nuts and bolts basics to help brand new distributors be successful. Now, industry members tell us this type of education is long overdue. What do you guys think?
I would agree.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, absolutely. Well, a lot of distributors come into this industry, new distributors, and think that all they have to do is sell products.
They think it's easy,
but they don't understand cash flow, balancing books, inventory and products, having to pay ahead for products, and getting credit, looking for financing. So there's a lot of things that they're really a lot of people are unaware of. So this track should be good for them.
I think, I talk to a lot of suppliers, and just really on a basic level, like even learning how to send a PO in correctly,
exactly, a purchase order
in correctly. Artwork is another whole story that, you know, even seasoned people have issues with artwork.
Well, in terms of purchase orders, we hear from suppliers that about 70% of them are either submitted incorrectly or with missing information. That's a huge number.
That is a huge number.
It is, and it makes, you know, what goes on in the office extremely inefficient. I mean, the amount of time that's wasted following up, like tracking down distributors and kind of getting them to sign off on the different steps, you know, it's unfortunate because things could be much more streamlined, I think.
Yeah. Part of it is what Joe touched on, that distributors, new distributors come into the market, and I think that they think, you know, I made a deal, I sold the product to this client, and then it's done. And they don't realize that the follow-up on the back end with suppliers is, you know, probably more than half the game, actually. So, you know, they're on to the next client, but they need to, you know, massage that deal a little bit on the supplier end, which I think they miss out on.
Right, and then with little training, if they don't know how to do that back end office work, it could eat up so much time, and they really need to be out there selling, because you're talking about a lot of one-person operations.
That's right.
Well, Kat, this is sort of why you debuted Advantages University and Advantages Magazine.
Definitely.
Right.
We just actually, I think it's our August issue, has a whole section on purchase orders and how to fill them out right and to make sure you proof every order carefully, no matter how simple it seems.
Well, that's great. I know that's a topic that's going to be covered today here at Education Day. Cass, do we have any callers?
We have no callers right now. The lines are open at 215-953-4979, so please give us a call.
You know, there's one thing I'd like to add about this topic. The most successful distributors I know, they really use their suppliers as marketing partners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of new distributors coming in, some of them tend to be hesitant because, you know, they don't want to give the supplier access to their client. Whereas if they work with, you know, the supplier as a partner, I mean, it can be a benefit for everybody. They can really tap into the supplier's knowledge of how to market the product. Mm-hmm. They know their products better than anybody.
Right, absolutely.
Well, especially for new distributors who, you know, are new to the products and new to the campaigns that they might be selling, the suppliers have been doing it for a long time. So to try to partner with them as, you know, marketing partners is the name of the game.
Well, let's switch gears right now and talk about bottled water. It's definitely a popular industry staple. We all see plenty at the trade shows. But, Andy, has it been getting a bad rap lately?
Well, it has, yeah. I mean, there was a report on the Today Show, as you touched on, about BPA, bisphenol A, which is an ingredient in many plastic bottles. Some people say that the report was misleading. Some people say that it was on target. But ultimately, the ingredient isn't banned by the FDA, and there are some retailers who are taking baby bottles with the ingredient off of their shelves. But bottled water is also starting to get that kind of bad rap. There was a group of 250 U.S. mayors that just voted to take bottled water out of their offices.
And it had nothing to do with
offices.
Safety, right?
It didn't really. It was mostly on making sure that they weren't advertising the fact that their own municipal water wasn't good. You know, they want to drink their own water. But there also was a want to try to reduce gas costs because of the transportation of the water. That can be a hit to a market that has come to expect, you know, bottled water to be in just about every office in the country.
Is this anything for distributors who do a lot with bottled water, anything for them to be worried about?
Well, there's definitely some suppliers in the market who are coming out with BPA, what they're calling BPA-free bottles, sport bottles, other plastic bottles. And that's a route that some distributors are going down because their clients are sort of demanding it. But others are not concerned. I think it's going to be driven more at the client level than at the distributor level. You know, if clients, if more reports like the Today Show thing keep coming up, then, I would expect that distributors would start to hear about it from their clients. But right now, it's not making as much noise as you would think.
You know what? I am so tired of hearing about the BPA thing. Do you know how much of that stuff has to leach into your system to do any damage?
Oh, yeah.
My system can handle that. I think everybody else's can.
Well, I don't know if
you're
sick.
It can handle a lot worse than that.
No, absolutely. You can't.
It's ridiculous.
You can't
cockamamie.
Get hurt from
Let's use
it. Cockamamie.
Let's tell you how many times you use that today.
Actually,
well, that was two.
That was two.
I think we have someone on hold.
We just called in, actually. Actually, okay. We have Eric on line one. He's a supplier, and he wants to weigh in about the bottle of water.
Hey, Eric.
Hi,
hey,
Eric.
How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
What's your input on this topic?
Actually, my input is more on the last topic that you guys were talking about as far as training new distributors that come in.
Sure. Okay.
So I'm kind of backtracking a little bit, but hey, you know,
that's quite all right.
And everything. I think it's great that you guys are working on training new distributors and everything. One thing I'd love to see more emphasis on is training distributors on the relationship and the partnership. I think Michelle Bell touched on it briefly. As far as improving that relationship and understanding that it's a 50-50 partnership and not a love slave partnership.
That's a great point, Eric. And how do you partner with your distributors? What are some of the things that you help them out with?
We help them understand the product line. We help them understand the processes that we utilize, and understand. We try to teach them what the best thing to do for their client is. It may not be the most expensive product, may not be the cheapest product, but we want their customers to end up with a good quality product, and it's our job to help them get that product. In exchange, the distributors can't necessarily, they got to understand that quality comes possibly a little bit higher price.
That's correct.
The old adage, you pay for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take them through and we teach them all this stuff and we help them out, and then they call us up and say, hey, can you get it to me for 5 cents cheaper?
Yeah.
Well, That kind of goes back to the love slave relationship.
And do you kind of educate them too on that topic, how pricing goes hand in hand with quality? And
absolutely. Yep.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Eric.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Right.
Thanks,
Eric. Take care, guys. Bye.
Now we're going to hear a word from our sponsor, Custom HBC, and when we're back, we'll hear about new regulations for gift cards and why Joe Haley's still crying about a gift card he received for Christmas one year.
From lip balms to foot cream and everything in between, Custom HBC has you covered. The leading manufacturer of custom imprinted health and beauty products, look to Custom HBC to help design a custom promotion that works for you. Call 1-800-442-9881 or visit them at customhbc.com.
Welcome back to the ASI Tuesday Morning Show, brought to you live from Chicago. We're talking gift cards this morning. Andy, what's the latest scoop?
Well, you know, gift cards and the way they've been regulated have really been on the radar of many state legislations over the past year. And Michigan just most recently signed a law that gave a 5-year expiration date to all gift cards, which is vastly different than many gift cards you could have had before. It also has other regulations about the clarity in which expiration dates are shown and other factors, which basically are just meant to increase the confidence in gift cards for consumers.
That's
now, a lot of gift cards already don't have expiration dates, but of course not all. So that's the reason for this.
That's right, absolutely. And the problem is that there's been some decelerating charges that
right.
you could have. So if you had a $25 gift card, you know, after a year, it can become a $20 gift card after, you know, and that's a $5 penalty that is just simply going to the retailer as opposed to anybody else.
Yeah, that's not right.
Well, we know we have one big fan of this new regulation right here in the studio. Joe Haley's grinning from ear to ear. Joe, yeah. Why is that?
Absolutely. Well, 2 years ago on Christmas, I got a gift card, $25 gift card, and it sat in my wallet, and when I pulled it out to use it 2 years later, it was empty.
Are you kidding?
Empty.
Yeah, Steve, don't play that crying sound. The problem was I actually called the number on the back, and they take a $2 processing fee for each month after 12 months. It starts after 12 months.
Yeah, that's what,
right.
that's what I was
that's
talking
ridiculous.
About.
That's ridiculous.
And then the next
so you
month,
owed money then when you turned, tried to
okay,
turn
I
the
know,
gift card.
I know. I guess.
Yeah,
I
you went to the store and they asked you for a couple bucks.
Now, who gave that gift card to you? Because I think they should be punished.
Well, that would be my parents.
Well,
what store was the gift card to?
It wasn't an actual store card. It was, I think it was one of the bigger, either Visa or American Express.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow.
That's awful that they took your money.
It's unfortunate. So,
it's
you know,
criminal.
All the times, if you have a gift card, I suggest always call that number on the back if you haven't used it in a while to see how much money is actually left on that card, and then use a Sharpie and just write it on the front how much money's there.
A Sharpie, though. It has to be a Sharpie.
Well, yeah, because a Sharpie won't come off.
There's no federal legislation on this
there
yet right
be,
now.
There should be, though, I think.
But I actually think it's coming because so many states have passed bills in the past 12 months that I would think the federal legislation will come.
And I think smart industry suppliers are already not having expiration dates because they realize it's more of a value, especially if it's used as a motivational tool.
Right.
You don't
want
to give an employee a
right.
gift card and then have them go to the store and not be able to redeem it.
Right, so. And the whole point of a gift card is for the consumer and anybody, any recipient, to have confidence that when you want to use the gift card, you can actually buy some goods.
That's a good thing. I love gift cards. My husband gets them all the time, and he never uses it. So whenever I want to go shopping, I just rifle through his wallet. And he's
so, you
got a couple.
So you purposely give him the gift card then?
Well, no, I have. You know, my parents will say, "What is Mark want?" I'll say, "Get him a Banana Republic gift card."
Get
and then,
him a spa
you know,
card.
6 months later, I go shopping. Well, we say the
they're coming after Michelle.
The federales
yeah,
are here for me.
Uh oh.
What did you do last night?
Oh, it was not pretty.
Well, I think we've got a topic related, perhaps, to what you did last night. We've saved by far the most important topic for last today, which is what are the best pickup lines at shows? Now, those of us who frequent popular after-hours spots when shows are over have undoubtedly seen it all when it comes to pickup lines. But perhaps no one on staff has heard as many lines as Michelle Bell. So, Michelle, tell us some of the best and worst lines you've heard over the years.
This ought to be interesting.
And you've been in the industry now for, what, 11 years?
11 years.
Okay. So.
I would say when it comes to pickup lines, there are no best lines. They're all bad. They're all cheese whiz on a cheese nip. Just cheesy.
But right something's got to work.
I'm a tough girl.
I'm
not an easy girl.
What's the worst line?
I think I swallowed something. My God.
What's the worst line you've ever heard then?
The worst one I've heard was 2 years ago in Vegas. A supplier who shall remain nameless came over and gave me a hug, and as he did, he leaned into my ear and felt the need to tell me that he was aroused as he was hugging me.
That is disgusting.
I responded with that I couldn't feel a thing.
That's unfortunate.
Good yeah. one.
Kathy, did you have something to chime in here?
I just said that's disgusting.
That is disgusting. Well, I remember once a guy dipped his hand into water and put a little speck on me and him, and we were in a hotel, and he said, "Why don't we go upstairs and get out of these wet clothes?"
That is funny.
That didn't work.
We have somebody ready to chime in about pickup lines.
Ooh, who's that?
A real aficionado, Ron Ball from ASI. I think
hey,
everybody
Ron.
Knows
hey,
him.
Hey, Ron.
He is on line one.
Hi,
good
Ron.
Morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, baby.
How
cake.
Are you?
Just great. I'm at the Chicago show. I'm on the show floor, and I'm sweating like a pig.
And have you used any
Thanks
pickup
for that
lines?
That's
a good pickup line.
We're happy to know that.
Have you used any pickup lines yet this morning, Ron? It's early.
Where's Michelle? I'll give her my best pickup line.
I'm right here, sweetie. Bring it on. I'm waiting.
Michelle, any pickup line works with you very well.
Now, she just
told
us.
She wasn't an easy girl, so I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Have a drink.
Well,
so tell us, Ron, what's your favorite pickup line?
It's a great day in Chicago. I'm going to go out to the Michigan Avenue area and try some of my pickup lines on some of the homeless people walking around.
Oh, jeez, Ron. Are you going to the hot party tonight, Ron?
I am. I will be there.
Because you bring the hotness.
On.
Good.
I'm going to bring the hottest women there.
Very good. I'm sure
good
the boys are happy.
That.
Yeah, they're going to be homeless, too, so we'll be able to feed them.
Well, thanks a lot for your excellent input, Ron.
Fantastic.
Thanks,
well, good luck with all that, and we'll look forward to seeing you tonight.
Thanks, Ron.
Hopefully you'll wear that suit you got in Hong Kong.
Your zoot suit. Bring out the zoot suit, sweetie.
Michelle, wasn't there another pickup line someone used with the label of your shirt?
Oh, God, yes. That was at the Adams Mark Bar. And for those of you who've been to the Dallas show, you're quite familiar with that bar in the Adams Mark. And I believe I was standing with Joe Haley, my little JoJo.
And Joe used the pickup line?
No.
Oh, God, JoJo Merlin.
God, no. A distributor.
Joe doesn't need pickup lines.
He's got that little elfin quality about him.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
It's magical.
I think of the compliments this morning.
So this distributor reached behind my neck and looked at my label, and he said, I knew it. Made in heaven. And at that point, Joe retched and banged his head against the bar.
Yes, because you're such an angel.
Joe, you lost your drink.
Now, Andy, I think you used to work in New York, and I believe you picked up your wife at work. How did that work?
It was a long courtship.
And how
there was no pickup line involved. It was
I heard there was a lot of making out
from
in public.
Co-workers to married. What happened?
I can't share those kind of experiences.
Come on, Andy. Loosen up.
Come on, Andy.
It has something to do with his long, curly locks.
I think you've got some valuable tips you could share with some of the rest of us.
It was. Do you want fries with that shake?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
That was the pickup line that did it. Yeah.
God bless Donna that she's still with your sorry ass.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, on a more serious note, guys.
What did you say, Kat?
We have a Nicole on line 3, and she's with Kathy from Dry Duck Traders on the show floor.
Hey,
hi, Nicole.
How are you?
Hey, yeah. So I get to follow the pickup lines. Are you kidding? That's unfair. I heard snippets of it. It sounded pretty exciting. I heard JoJo Merlot.
Yeah, JoJo Merlot.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm here with Kathy Grove. She's the vice president of marketing for Dry Duck Traders, and she just came out of Tim's keynote speech, which she thought was fabulous.
That's great.
So I just wanted to ask you a little bit about business. Kathy, how's business going for you this year, and are your sales up or down?
Thanks, Nicole. It's great to be here. Our sales are up this year. We're happy to report. And in this cautiously optimistic environment, we're thrilled. We have a very strong network of our wholesalers who do a great job getting our product out there. So, so far, so good. But, of course, we do remain cautious.
Thanks very much, Kathy. Sounds like you're going to have a great show here in Chicago. Nicole, what's your favorite pickup line?
Well, can I tell you the one I said last night?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Bring it on.
It's like PG-13 related. It's rated. It's fine.
Right. So you know, somebody will come up to me because they think I'm Italian. I'm not. But they'll say, so, do you have any Italian in you? And I say, no. And they go, would you like some? And then I turn around and walk away.
That's,
you know, what
just
usually
lovely. And what a great way to end off the show today. Well, hopefully those of you who are at the show today can take some of these tips from Michelle and have some fun this evening. And even if you're not at the show, well, maybe the lines will work at your local watering hole or even for a husband this evening. So good luck. Thanks for listening to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. And be sure to tune in next Tuesday, same time, same place.
And don't forget ASI TV today on ASI Central and in Promogram.
Good plug for the Joe Show.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.